brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With Michael Savage coming up, and I shouldn't be a pig here. I should open the phones up for everybody, too. We'll do that in the next segment, take some calls this hour. It really is overwhelming. Just what's happening in Europe, I could spend the whole show on. How they just put Berlusconi back in. There's a three-party deal in their Senate. Looks like he could be back in control of the country soon. We'll see how this shakes out. Total bizarro gangster. But he does make the globalists mad, and then he won't totally bankrupt Italy. So the Italians like him. And the bond markets and the globalists are freaking out. I saw a quote from Zero Hedge from the TV news where one of the bond companies is like, for the first time, a European country has voted wrong. I mean, they've installed leaders like Mario Monti in Italy and others in Greece. I mean, they tried that business in Iceland. They just stood down and passively protested for a year until the whole government fell apart. Now they've arrested the government. A whole bunch of them are arrested. And it's just at a certain point you call the bluff. But if you just go along and follow any order, well, then live under Stalin. Live under Kim Jong-il or Mao Zedong, for that matter. So we're going to be breaking all of that down here. You know, it just blows me away, the whole Robert Gibbs thing. I've got to say that really does take the cake. Just arrogantly saying, well, the drone program was admitted, but I was told to say it didn't exist, which was crazy because it's admitted to exist. Yeah, Gibbs, that's probably why you got kicked out. You're not evil enough to fully understand how all this works, son. They're there to subconsciously condition people to accept lies and then run away from the truth. But Obama warned spending cuts could idle shipbuilder. President Obama is arguing that looming government-wide spending cuts could idle military resources like naval aircraft carriers, while Republicans are criticizing the president for taking his arguments outside Washington instead of staying to work out a plan before Friday's deadline. And again, it's the same thing that Europe's been put in over and over again, where they maneuver you into a collapse position, get more banker bailouts, more money, trillions more for foreign banks, and then a few years later, oh my gosh, it's looming again, and then all it does is maneuver you into bankruptcy, where the banks end up with all your tax money from bailing them out, and then you've got to pay off the debts of the money you gave them. And it's so simple, it's complex, it's like, how about I come by your house and rob and kill you, and how about you pay me to do it? And you're like, yeah, let me give you all the money in my bank account to come over and torture me and rob me and kill me. No, like, that's a good idea, isn't it? Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, let foreign banks sign me onto their derivatives. It's not my debt, and run the country in the hole on purpose, and have police in black uniforms and checkpoints and classical tyranny, and then we bail you out for tens of trillions, and then you sign us onto that debt and lecture us all day, and then exempt yourselves offshore from all the taxes. Gee, I wish we had one of them doomsday machines too. To quote Dr. Strangelove. I mean, it is just craziness, but the general public doesn't know how this stuff works. That's how the system is getting away with it. Just like they had a concerted effort after I was on Piers Morgan to have Salon and Daily Beast and all of them go, Hitler didn't take guns. He was pro-gun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we linked to the Weimar Republic laws that were never implemented that he implemented, just like Obama's now saying that The Brady bill means even if you haven't been adjudicated mentally ill, they can take your guns. They're like, where's the law? Well, we say it says that. And the ATF does what we say. And then in the 38 Gun Control Act that Hitler did get passed. But the point is, he did take the guns from the groups he was targeting, and they highly restricted the others. Anyone that denies that is a liar. And we have the proof in this article. So go get our article, push it to the top of Google results. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're less than an hour out from Michael Savage joining us. With a lot of breaking news and intel, from the flu shot, why he's against it, to the China threat he believes is the number one thing on the horizon. I happen to agree with him. That is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Some unbelievable news up at InfoWars.com. City wants power to disarm individuals during any crisis. Guntersville, Alabama, Mayor Lee Dollar is working with city officials, not servants, but masters, to pass an ordinance that would give police the power to disarm individuals. During a disaster, a chilling example of how the Second Amendment is being assaulted via the back door, ABC 31 reports. And, of course, that is an example of what happened in Katrina. The time you need your guns from looters and people, just like the Koreans protected their areas when the police stood down in South Central L.A. during the riots. This has been set up where, well, it's bad to protect yourself, bad to be able to protect yourself. England has done that, where you can't fight back even if you're being physically assaulted. If they find out someone's beating you or mugging you and you fight back, the book is thrown at you, and I'm not joking. They don't even have free speech in England. Look at Michael Savage, critical of some radical Muslims, banned from England from ever going there. pretty amazing that that's going on. By the way, I have some news on that front here in my stack of news, but let me get into more of this news. This is out of the Financial Times of London. Scientists claim 72 is the new 30. They say human longevity has improved so rapidly, with no proof, over the past century that 72 is the new 30. People are now having shorter lifespans. And if you calculate out fetal death, that is not as common today as it was 100 years ago. We really don't live as long. So just an absolute crap article, part of the propaganda while they're killing us, tell us that everybody's living longer. Now, the elites that stay healthy and don't eat GMO and stuff, they are living longer. We could live to 150, and obviously some people will be doing that. Countering other propaganda, yes, Hitler and Stalin did take the guns, debunking the meme that historical gun grabs by dictatorships is a myth. I've talked about this already a lot today because I want to get this article at InfoWars.com with all the admissions and the Nazi laws out and the Soviet laws so that people know the media is lying when they say that authoritarians don't take the guns. They've taken the guns all over the world. I mean, of course authoritarians take the guns. But it's like Gibbs saying he was told to deny there was a drone program, even when the program was admitted and the media played along with it. Yeah, there's Mother Jones. Was Hitler really a fan of gun control? Conspiracy peddler Alex Jones said so. And I also peddled that there was a drone program even before it was declassified a decade ago. But, I mean, under Obama, oh, look, they attacked Drudge Report saying it's a lie. White House threatens executive orders on guns showing Hitler and Stalin. And the point with Drudge was that dictators do executive orders over their congresses or parliaments, not about taking the guns, even though they did. Stalin and Hitler did take the guns. Most of the guns had already been taken by Lenin, but then it was 5 to 10 years hard labor. It was death under Stalin. And they went on to say, you know, Drudge is a liar, Stalin didn't take guns either. I mean, it was the death penalty. We have links to the Smithsonian, you name it, in the article. It is on record. Nuremberg trials. But in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Can you imagine the evilness of InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com that we would dare link to actual communist and Nazi propaganda posters about handing your guns in and link to the Nuremberg trials and link to facts? I mean, just the extremism of pointing out that Stalin and Hitler took guns. I mean, everyone knows Stalin and Hitler brought fruit baskets to everybody. I mean, Stalin and Hitler, you know, they sent people to luxury spas. Of course, they did, and the media will cut that out of context. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, it's just getting crazy. When you look at the search, though, it's all the liberal media saying Hitler didn't take guns next to the Nazi sites saying I'm full of crap. I mean, I don't even know what to say at this point. I mean, it just gets, yeah, click on the one. Of people on TV, go down lower. It's the next link where we talk about them controlling the meme. Yeah, go to the Google search. Let's see if it's changed since I looked at it a few days ago. Yeah, that's somebody's article about it. You can actually have it go to the Google search. I think that article you link to does it. And the top one was a Nazi site. And then CNN, Mother Jones, Salon, Daily Beast, that we're liars. Hitler was a cupcake who didn't take the guns. Actually, they didn't say he was a cupcake. The Nazis do. They said that he was a pro-gun guy. Well, yeah, and then in the SS and Gestapo's hands, I guess he was. Just like you guys want the government to have guns, but not us. So, again, I stand absolutely reaffirmed as historical fact, you guys are like Hitler. Okay, let's continue here with some of the other news I haven't gotten to yet. There is quite a bit of it. I'm trying to find the stack of news I've got on censorship that's going on, but let's get to this. Oh, let me give you the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Yeah, there it is. Gun control in Germany, natvan.com, the top Nazi site, the most intellectual Nazi site out there. I know because I've read it. They actually try to put forward arguments instead of just accusing everyone under the sun of, you know, if you fall on a banana peel, the Jews did it. So they're the most newsy of the Nazi sites here. Let's go back up. You've got Nat Van saying Hitler didn't take guns, and then you've got Wikipedia saying he didn't take the guns. Total lies. And then you've got Polly Mike saying he didn't take the guns, Huffington Post saying he didn't take the guns, Salon Hitler didn't take the guns, and bunch of other liberal sites saying they didn't take the guns. I mean, it's just, is there no end to this? And then they go, well, the Germans that were members of the Nazi party had guns. Well, yeah. Hitler took the guns from the groups he was going to go after. Man, stop your lying. All it does is discredit you. That's all it does, scum. That's all it does. And I say most intellectual and Nazi sites, most of them just Photoshop big noses on people. Or Photoshop you into somebody who you're not and say, here you are at a bar mitzvah. I mean, it's just like unbelievable seediness and deceptiveness. All right, continuing here. Assad pulls ahead in Syrian war. Document cam shot, please. Assad pulls ahead in Syrian war. That's under the Israeli intelligence group, Gebka file, and that's what I've seen in the 25-month conflict. Assad, who's not an angel, but compared to al-Qaeda, is an angel, is defeating with the Iranian and Russian backers our government, our banker-run government, trying to put al-Qaeda in charge. But hey, the good news is for the globalists, they've been able to mass kill innocent Christians and Jews and blow up churches and synagogues. And Wahhabists have also targeted Muslim minority groups like Shiites and Alawites. And so it's just a pell-mell slaughterhouse. I have another article here in my stack about Saudi Arabia is just arresting Christians en masse. They're the most draconian in the Middle East, and they're the dominant group that our government works with, arresting Christians en masse. You know, if you work in Saudi Arabia and they catch you with two people at their house praying to Jesus, you're arrested. I actually have that in my stack. I'll find it in a minute. And again, you'll never hear the media bash the Saudi Arabian government. And that's who's backing the takeover of Libya and Syria. And the Saudi Arabian government is so racist, folks. Their interpretation of the Quran is that black people, you can look this up, aren't humans. And they, quote, call them raisin heads and say they're animals. And the Quran doesn't even really say that, but it's one of those textbook interpretations by one of their leaders off of it. And the Shiites don't agree with that. They say, you know, you just not anybody can just be one of the clerics. You got to be related to, it doesn't matter. It's just, I've studied it all. It's a maze. But yeah, Saudi religious police arrest Ethiopian workers for practicing Christianity. Saudi Arabia, notorious religious police known as the Matawa, am I pronouncing that right, swooped in on a private gathering, released 53 Ethiopian Christians this month, shutting down their private prayer and arresting the peaceful group of foreign workers for merely practicing their faith, Fox News has learned. The mixed group of men and women were seized in a private residence in the city of Dammam. Now, how dare you pray? That's just... sounds like Colorado and California zoning people were. We know that three Christians, or what was it, like five Jews were meeting in Colorado and Denver, and they were like arresting them and stuff because of a zoning rule. By the way, I saw an article where the atheists have gone to the UN to complain about how they're being persecuted because people don't agree with them. It's the atheists that ran the communist. And you can read about millions of Christians being killed because they were Christian. And even if you renounced it, they'd blow your head off or work you to death in a slave camp. And you know, again, I'm not saying all atheists are bad people. You can have what view you want, but I've run into so many where they always sign on to the eugenics and they sign on to the tyranny. And you know, they tell me conspiracy theory is my religion. No, my religion is facts and being informed and not being an idiot, not being a sucker. Get that through your pea brain. And all I know is atheists are saying there isn't anything bigger. There isn't anything out there. We know everything, blah, 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 or science is God. Science is a religion of the eugenicist. And sure, the fake churches created false debates with science. A lot of them are even wronger than the scientists. But real science shows the creation and the creator. I'm now digressing. We'll come back, take some calls. I got a bunch of other news. My son is going to pop in on the radio and TV because he heard the rebroadcast and saw the rebroadcast this morning because the rebroadcast is on a TV monitor in there to make sure, you know, we see the video streams going back out, so we have monitors all over the place to watch what's happening with our video traffic. And he watched it. It was rolling on the ground over Mike Adams created this Obama Bites new vitamin. He created the big vitamin bottle. And so my son came up with a 19... 19, well, he came up with 18 of them. CJ came up with number 19. Other Obama bites. So it's pretty funny. We're going to be fighting tyranny with satire. Straight ahead, your phone calls.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUSFLY to order now.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There's a man going around taking names.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man...
around.
Let's go to your phone calls and jam them in quick here. Todd in New York.
On your arm.
Let's talk about Civil War and guns. Welcome, sir, to the airwaves, Todd.
How are you, Alex? Big shout out from the Western Catskills.
Good to have you here with us.
Yeah, yesterday you brought the question up to Dr. Ron Paul, and that was awesome. I was wondering if the elitists are probably looking to have us actually engage in a civil war, producing population reduction and more reason to come and take our confiscate our weapons.
Well, yeah, if they can orchestrate a crisis or get one going and then come out on top, they'll do it. But if we're aware of them trying to start a civil war and we're exposing that they're the bad guys, they won't have the political capital to carry out. That's why we've got to demonize them with the things they've done. They are demons, and so we demonize them.
Yes, sir. Now, is there another possibility that this whole Second Amendment issue is a distraction from greater and more important things?
Well, like I don't think it's a distraction, but it's like if your fortress is being attacked and the main assault comes at one wall and they're going to breach it if you don't go stop them, and then they have another army you don't know about that hits the other wall, what do you do? So, they're hitting us from all sides, and undoubtedly while we battle this, they're still looting the daylights out of our treasury. They're still getting ready to launch more wars. They're still gutting everything else. You're absolutely right. It's just that if they can kill, it's the only culture we've got left. Guns unify people across racial lines. Guns, lower crime, 49% the last 20 years. The system hates them. And the gun culture is the only thing, liberty-wise, that's really been growing exponentially. Some other stuff's been growing as well, but not as fast as tyranny. They can see the arc of the gun culture defeating them. So even though it hurts them, they still see they're going to lose if they don't kill it. So I'm telling you, we got to defend the Second Amendment. It's absolutely right up there at the top, along with exposing abortion.
Indeed. One of the things that I thought they might be distracting us from is, for example, Dr. Keshe, the gentleman from Iran, who suggests that he has accomplished cold fusion.
Yeah, there's a lot of people say they've done that, and there's been some proof of it, but they can never do it in large enough quantities of power, and they can't make it feasible to actually power things. That's why I don't cover a lot of alternative energy, because so much of it is either an investment that won't go anywhere because there's no market grid delivery system set up, no scalability, or because it's riddled with scams. I mean, it's just a minefield. I appreciate your call. 100 times I've had people say, you've got to get this guy on and invest. If everybody invests, he can buy them the energy units for power plants in your own backyard. The most feasible thing is solar power, even if you start only partially, that's not on the grid, that's at your house, and wind turbine at your house if you're in a windy area, and well water, and horticulture, and the type of stuff Mike Adams is working with. Self-sufficient systems. The problem is you got to have money to do that. Let's go ahead and talk to Brendan in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. You and JB were nice enough to post a couple of pieces that I had written in the past couple of months, and one was on the State of the Union address. And I sent him also a three-step process for combating the crisis reaction solution script that we know is coming.
Tell us briefly, how do you combat the Hegelian dialectic?
Awareness expansion, reaching out beyond just AJS, Alex Jones Show listeners, cooperation, and that would mean public outreach and derailing the mainstream media's assault on gun owners. And then preemption, and that's filming on the ground and get people ready to go if something happens in their neighborhood.
No, I agree. I mean, the biggest thing is just waking up. The tyrants have taken over, and just get active. Just getting active, getting used to doing YouTube videos, calling to talk radio, getting your own local weekend show. It's easier than you think. Access TV, going to the State House, calling into C-SPAN, saying no. When government tries to dominate you and act like you're a criminal, say, hey, I'm not a criminal. You're a servant. And even if they beat you, then you sue them, then you defeat them. You've got to be willing to get past your fear and the cowing that we've come under. I mean, look at how people are scared of the police. People are scared of everything. Well, folks, if you act like a bunch of sheep, you're going to get gang raped by tyrants. We'll be back with more calls. My son in studio with some part two of the Obama Bites. It's all coming up straight ahead. And then Michael Savage. He said he'll be with us 30 minutes to 40 minutes, depending on, he didn't want to wear his voice out, but he said, we'll play it by ear. So Michael Savage coming up. You don't want to miss any of this transmission, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
All right, the Health Ranger Mike Adams was here yesterday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, and my son, who will go unnamed at this time, we're not going to put him on TV. He's just here via radio. He came to work with me this morning, as he does at least once a week, and does his homeschool here at the office, then works in media editing and research and studying history. And, again, we had on the TV screen in the green room where he was doing his schoolwork, the rebroadcast of yesterday with Mike Adams, who brought in the Obama Bites. It looks like a big medicine bottle or vitamin bottle, and it's got fine steinium in it. One a day keeps freedom away. Obama Bites, chewable multivitamin, made in China. And it breaks down the fact that it'll help you be an absolute slave. And so my son just started rattling off a whole bunch of other ingredients that are going to be in Obama Bites Plus. And he even wrote it down here. He's 10. I'm pretty proud of him. Everybody says their kids are exceptional. Because you are exceptional. Humans are exceptional. But my son really is exceptional. But let me show viewers this right here. He just wrote this up. He had this idea about an hour ago. Obama Bites Plus. Kind of like we had Pollen Burst Plus at InfoWarsHealth.com. And he came up with Hopium and plus mercury, lead, uranium, and plutonium, product of China. I like hoaxification extract. That's actually, I said hoaxification, and then CJ had the idea of the extract. So let's start here, son, with why you liked Mike Adams' little piece of dark satire so much, and then break down the 19 different things you've come up with.
I mean, it was, like, so funny and also so real. Like, these are the things they want us to do, and also they're influencing it by television and stuff. Obey, obey, obey. This is correct. This is right. I'm talking.
Aspartame is good for you. Type 2 diabetes and cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Mercury doesn't hurt you, it helps you. Let's see some more of these lists. Hopium gives you false hope about Obama and leads you into communism. Also, here's a good one. Tyranium allows you to accept tyrants easily.
You came up with that. Good job.
Let's add suckerism. Obeying the macho policemen.
Let's not skip to the end. What is this one you came up with? Deafy? Don't touch the microphone, honey. Okay, what's this one right here? It's, what's that one you came up with? Deafium, or what is that?
What number?
It's number 3. How do you pronounce that?
Deafium.
And what is that? You the death panels?
Yes, indeed.
Well, it's for the Earth. It's for the...
Of course, Obama loves you.
Obama. That's number 5, sheepium. What's radium 3G?
The 3G stands for 3 grams. And radium, directly shipped from Fukushima, allows you to be radiated easily.
Okay, so Ann Coulter was involved in this formulation.
Of course.
She says, so there's a little neocon influence. Good, good, I'm glad. Okay, let's move to sheepism? Sheepism?
Yeah. Obama wants us all to act like this, and his globalist masters do as well.
Obama, Obama, Obama. Now, you really liked this morning the thing about, don't touch the mic. If you had headphones on, you'd hear that.
Yes, sir.
It's all right. Teaching you here. You're doing well, young Padawan. Now, listen, let's expand here. I have a new apprentice, younger and more powerful. Now, listen, let's go to the next one here. Let's talk to, what's number 6?
Number 6 is called pettyism. Just dumbs down your basic human instincts.
So care if somebody has a job with a hut toy, it must be racist. But if they're aborting 52% of the black babies, that's not a problem.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
what
pettyism. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Well, I mean, it's not bad to kill the babies, but the job is obviously racist.
Of course.
Okay, now what's number 7?
Falsism.
Okay, what's that?
Believing false things.
So that's actually the religion of Mr. Gibbs.
Like 9/11.
Okay, what's number 8?
Number 8 is hypnoism, allows Obama's master hypnotist to take full effect.
Okay, good.
Without it, it sort of degrades.
And what's daisyism? Like being in a daze? That's more of the zombieism?
Yes. It's a prototype of zombieism.
Okay, guys, I see number 9, zombieism. I skipped that. And what's that next one?
Dystopianism.
You came up with a dystopic ingredient?
Yes.
But seeing a dystopic, that would be freedomism, but it would be a dystopianism.
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
What's the next one? Number 12 is very important.
Slavism.
Now, what's that do?
That's
national service. That's compulsory, but it's not compulsory? But it is compulsory?
Yeah.
But it's not compulsory?
It's basically accepting all their lies and trash and things they put out there.
I mean, there is an admitted drone program, but there isn't.
Yeah.
And you're a conspiracy theorist if you say there
is. Exactly, Dad.
Good. Well done. Let's go ahead and go to the next one. We've got slavism, fearlium. What's fearlium?
Expands your sense of fear, so you're like, yes, sir, yes, sir. Well, of course, we'll let you stick your hands down our pants. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Also helps with the TSA.
Okay, so the pervert training.
Yes.
All right, now the next thing is bad man, stop. Yeah, okay, and then we've got, what's fluoridium, or what is that?
It's an intense concentrate of fluoride.
Good, just directly kill people immediately. Yeah. Fulium, obviously, after you've had the fluoride.
Minuses your IQ by 56.
Well, that'll make people happy, because it does reduce that. Racism, what's that?
Makes you very racist about all the other comments that really aren't racist. It makes you real racist. about things that aren't racist because Obama says that it's racist.
It's racist if you don't bow down. Okay,
of course.
That makes sense. Suckerism.
Same thing as Fearlium.
So it's just fun to be an idiot.
Yeah.
It's good to be con.
Of course.
It's bad to say you're being con.
That's exactly what they want to sell you on. That's the whole, that's basically one of their huge parts of their agenda, just make you a sucker.
Okay, what's number 18?
Liarism. Allows you to cope with all their lies and think they're true.
Okay, so the Karl Rove's drinking that. Okay. Hoaxification.
Like 9/11, you believe this vitamin will influence your brain to think that terror threats and all sorts of, you know, like...
Well, they're openly saying, give us more tax money, let us bankrupt you, or terrorists will attack.
Of course.
The very terrorists they run publicly.
Of course. Al-Qaeda, one of the people on the most wanted list, was at the Pentagon a few years ago.
That's right. And we're all lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Anyways...
there's also, can you guys zoom in on the part that, what you'll look like? It's the guy with the TV head.
Yeah, let's see him. That's a, now who is this guy? He looks like he took some Prozac.
He's a Prozac taker. And also, he's crazy. See how the circles around the eyes? That represents hypnotic influence by Obama.
Obama, our loving king?
Yes, on this version, Father.
Yes, sir.
I have lots of new drawings, a free brainwasher.
Oh, you can get a government credit for a free brainwasher?
Yes, sir.
That looks good. And then it says helps develop type 2 diabetes. I guess that's the aspartame. It says sweetened with aspartame, helps develop type 2 diabetes and cancer. And it says happyism. This is the copy I made, and you wrote more on it. Happyism. What's all that say here? You read it. I can't read your writing. What's this over?
This is exactly the opposite of the...
Oh, so it's saying, and no, like no peanut products. It says no freedom.
No way.
No freedom, no lifeium, no happyism, no destiny. No America, yeah.
Well,
and not made in America.
That's exactly what they want. That's what their globalist plan is, to... enslave and defeat and destroy America. The globalists are offshore bankers. They're just looting every country as they go, basically, politically.
But Obama cares about us. That's why he paid $22 billion to ship General Motors to China.
Oh, yeah, and Daddy, I just want to comment on the thing you did on Piers Morgan. I think that was absolutely boss. So awesome.
This is unscripted, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Thank you, son. Good job. And, hey, good job to Mike Adams.
Oh, yeah. His report was very good about the globalists wanting to start a civil war and stuff. I enjoyed that very much. And, by the way, I wasn't just watching in there today, the rebroadcast. I was listening yesterday.
Oh, you were?
Uh-huh. That's how I knew.
You told me you were watching it, too.
Yeah, of course. I was looking in the green screen room. So thanks for having me on, Dad. I want to get on some more, and I hope I can reveal my identity soon.
Well done. All right, get going. Love you. All right, there you go. Man, I wish I had some more sons. My girls are great. I need to train them to be commandos against the globalists. The issue is he just is a natural. He just wants to do it. He's into it. He's read more history books than I guarantee 100 adults have. He's obsessed with it. Okay, let's go to phone calls, as promised, then back to the news. And then Michael Savage is joining us. Let's talk to Greg in Canada. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Craig in Vancouver. I just wanted to follow up to your interview with David Icke, I guess, last week.
Yeah.
Regarding the hack. I've been having this thought a lot lately. And the lie is the hack. It's the lie. And... if I could go a little inception on you, I really feel that this Santa Claus thing is not as innocent as people make it out to be.
You that like a secret guy comes down the chimney and gives you presents, and you lie to your kids and implants kids with the idea that lies are real. And, people can say it's fun, it's fun at one level. But, no, I think Santa Claus should be publicly executed.
Well, and it just...
I'm being sarcastic. Sorry.
Spiderwebs into all these other facets, and I really believe it's one of the pillars of a new world order psyop It is a psyop because it has all the makings of it. We do it to ourselves. You have parents doing it to their own children. It's probably the first lie they ever tell their children. You know, older kids, when they figure out the lie, the parents bring them into the fold to then perpetuate the lie on the younger kid. You know, it just goes on and on. And I really think if people want to fight.
No, I hear you, sir. I hear you. I got to put you on hold. We have CNN live in there. They just put it on screen. He's done another. You didn't build that. He just said, quote, you can't do things on your own. That's how our system works. You can't do things on your own. That's how our system works. So there he is preaching collectivism again. Unbelievable that you can't be an individual. I mean, this is an all-out Borg assault as they work as hard as they can to shut down our power plants, cut off our energy, shut down our factories, while selling the image that they're helping the factories. That's the Communist News Network crap. You can't do things by yourself. That's how our system works. My God, the antithesis of our republic. You've got to cut it off. Turn it off. Really, I can't paint a painting myself. I can't. And then we individualistically build things and build a better society. We collaborate when we choose. Man, this is total communitarianism crap. Guys, I know you have that recorded. I'm going to play that when Michael Savage comes on. I'm pretty upset right now. Because it's just meant to just get us completely used to it. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead and finish your point.
Well, basically, I just think it's really insidious. I think what it is when you're born, you talk about discernment. You talk about that knowing when something's not right, knowing when something's not wrong. And I think what happens is every year at Christmas time, we it's like a patch. It's like a Microsoft patch. It reprograms that.
It tells you lies are okay, lies are fine.
Yeah, and it's like the test touch. When kids know there's something confusing and it's not right, they instead of, you know, the default, which is running away.
I remember being one of my earliest memories, 2 or 3 years old. I guess I was two because my mother just finished a stocking and showed it to me that she still has it. She hand wove. And I remember my dad going, no, Santa Claus comes down the chimney here. And it was a house with a small house in Dallas. He was going to dental school, so they were poor somewhat. It was a little bitty thing in the small fireplace. And I said, well, and he said, no, he comes down like in between the mortar, you know, here in the bricks. I remember my dad going, no, he comes down. I go, but he's fat. And there was a fire going, and he goes, and he would burn, Dad. And he's like, okay, you're right, Santa Claus isn't real. But there was my dad carrying out the ritual to tell me that a fat guy was going to come down a chimney. And he still remembers me going, but Dad, and arguing with him. And it's not that I'm even that smart. I just instinctively knew the way he was saying it, too. So my dad would instruct me about things. I could tell, like, don't stick your finger in that light socket. Don't go in that street. I could tell the way he was saying it, it wasn't true. Go ahead.
My mom used to say to me, like, well, if you believe, then it is. And you say that all the time on the radio. It's people like, if you believe, you know, the New World Order.
If you believe there's not cancer viruses in the shot, there's not. If you believe Obama's telling the truth. If you believe you didn't build it. I know, and you can't choose your reality. You can try to choose your destiny and build a better world. You can choose to have a better attitude, but you can't, like, oh, let's be positive about the world. Well, no, if it's not positive, if it's bad, a robber coming to kill me, that's not positive. What's positive is meeting it with force.
So, parents out there, you got to stop lying to your kids. You got to look them in the eye, beg for their forgiveness because you've really been lying to them and setting them up for, and not all people are the same. I mean, it doesn't, you know, take hold in all people the same, but I really think it's an insidious seed that's planted in the minds of children at a very young age. You said the devil's chariot is pulled by good-meaning, Christians or whatever, like the, you know, he's in his sleigh with the 12 reindeer, and it just goes on and on and on. And anyway, I just wanted you.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Craig. I totally agree with you. My mind is just reeling because they have the transcript on CNN just now. We're getting the audio of Obama saying, you can't do things on your own. That's how our system works. I mean, it's just like total cult Jim Jones. You cannot leave the compound. We do nothing alone. You never have privacy. I mean, it's diametrically opposed to what makes humans great. And that's why I'm just done with collectivists. I'm done with their bleeding heart, how they try to trick you into accepting what they want. They want it for control. And now it's coming down to an end game. And small government builds great societies, not this big thing. Now, after they steal everything, they're going to make the government small. After they've stolen everything, they will. But not before. Neo in New York. You're on the air, cybersecurity. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, buddy.
I wish I could say the same. I run a small online business, and I'm really, honestly, really afraid of what that executive order that Obama signed is going to do to my business.
Well, the good news is nobody's going to follow it. I mean, we've gotten to the point now where the public doesn't even know how to follow what they're told. It's so complex. So it is a total takeover, global taxes, global internet taxes, total tracking, internet IDs. And they're trying to screw the web up. They know it's not going to work. It's wreck health care, bring in total communism. It's wreck the internet, bring in a subscription-based system. That's what they say they're going to do.
I'm not going to comply to anything that these cretins say anymore.
I'm not either. I'm telling you, it's just time has come to just not do what they say.
I spent a lot of money, a lot of my hard time on my site for these people to shut it down. I'm not going to take it. I don't care if they sue me. I don't care if they arrest me.
Well, they can't go after all of us. They need to get us to comply. And you know what? The big gun manufacturers are lining up to leave the states and cities where they're trying to take the guns, and now they're backing off. It's time to really hate these people and get aggressive with these rat scum pieces of filth. Stay with us. Michael Savage coming up.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Says he's got oceanfront property.
If you leave me
on the moon,
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
You believe that individuals didn't build this country?
Girl, your memory.
You're an idiot.
won't ever haunt me.
Oh, crank it up. I just can't turn down the horse race.
I don't love you.
Now you buy that.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
And from my front porch you can see the sea.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gates in free.
All you gotta do is wake up from the big lie. Rediscover common sense and history. Not think of being informed as work, but as being alive. And things will turn around very, very quickly. Michael Savage is coming up when we start the next hour, and I'm excited. His new book, he's had many New York Times bestsellers, A Time for War, dealing with China. And, well, the system is definitely trying to censor this book. And that's not an ad pitch. We're not even selling the book yet. We're going to do a deal with the publisher and sell it. We haven't been unable to hook that up yet. But, I mean, I know, I've tracked it, and he is being blocked out. They're not even talking about it. Because Red Dawn, in fact, I forgot about this. When you guys pull Communist Chinese, ordered Red Dawn, re-edited, so I can actually source the article. I mean, it's on record that happened. China owns our debt. It's not even really our debt. We've been maneuvered into this while propping up the banks with the tens of trillions, and then China buys the U.S. treasuries. Now the Federal Reserve's the biggest buyer of those, but still net. China owns more. In fact, here's some of those financial news headlines for people out there. Why should taxpayers give big banks $83 billion a year, Bloomberg? Well, Bloomberg, it sounds like Bloomberg's exposing things, and Jamie Dimon. Folks, the big banks, the six Federal Reserve mega shareholders, they get $85 billion a month. $40 billion of that just to buy off toxic derivatives that were already written off and triaged. So, see, you read this stuff. I mean, they're getting us at the open window with monetization. The original $878 billion or whatever, they just said that's a really big number. That was what they could get each time they went to the window and then act like, oh, we paid that back, but not all the rest. It's all just smoke and mirrors because they know big numbers. You know, oh, Bloomberg talking about $83 billion. Folks, it's $85 billion in another program every month. Let's continue here. That's QE3. U.S. oil imports from Middle East increase. Financial Times of London. Well, they got regulations here making it hard to drill. Obama's paycheck exemption from sequester. Man, that guy's worth like $5 million off his stupid book. And you think it'd be like Rand Paul and like give his salary back or something, but not Obama. Just what a piece of garbage. Raising payroll taxes on the poorest Americans when he pledged not to. I mean, that is cold-blooded, man. I mean, that is just, and they still love him. They just, oh, rape me, hurt me. Oh, I love it. Why consumers may be on a crash course. And it just goes into Walmart, CNBC, freaking out over the payroll increases is just absolutely causing the consumer index to plummet. Parents are robbing retirement for college. The big bubble is the colleges, folks. Most of those degrees, you're going to end up working at a grocery store if you're lucky. Not so golden years, over 75, burdened by debt. Oh, yeah, now you don't get to retire. They're like, don't worry, 73 is the new 30. But you don't live as long, they're just getting you ready for debt slaves, the globalists. That's just some of it. Inflation increasing, yeah, no kidding with all this quantitative easing. And I'm not trying to be negative here. Admitting, I mean, if I had my leg chopped off in a car wreck, I wouldn't go, I think I'll just bleed to death and just say I'm healthy. No, I'd be tying a tourniquet on there. We need to tie a tourniquet on this leg right now. Right now, right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
people. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.